This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Last week, Thursday and Friday, we had the AFL draft, and particularly on Friday, it was the AFL rookie draft, and we had three South East boys who nominated: Declan Carmi, Brad Close, and a lad who started his footy in Narracourt, ended up playing a senior premiership at Padua back in 2015. He's on the line. Good morning. Congratulations on your drafting to the Port Power, Tobin Cox.
Cheers, Milo. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. And I spoke to you way back and a couple of times on your journey when you're a senior player at Padua, and you went on to play in that premiership. And obviously that was a great stepping stone as a 16-year-old to head to the big smoke and develop your footy.
Yeah, it was so good for Padua to bring me in to bring me in and say I'm real grateful for that. They just gave me the opportunity to come up here.
Yeah, now, of course, we go back. You played your junior Colts at Narracourt. You were enticed up to Padua. You played senior Colts. You were spotted, obviously, by Coach Adam Jeffries, and his knowledge was right because you played in that senior premiership. You've been through the Gunnell pathway. You played state under-16s, under-18s, but the I word came up, injury. And you, in recent seasons, you've been troubled with a shoulder injury, which meant surgery. So it hasn't been an easy path for you, Tobin.
Nah, so... Yeah, I think I've built a little bit of more resilience from it, so I like to get the positive there of the injury. That's a good thing. But yeah, I've had a couple surgeries during the past 2 years, so it's taken me about out of footy for a little bit.
Now you cracked your first league game at Gunnell this year, and obviously would that be the best standard of footy you played so far?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was real quick.
So the biggest thing was stepping up to the pace of the game.
Yeah, pace and they were pretty smart as well, because Sandford footy, it's more older guys, so you got your backs who just, if you're out of space, they're just gonna run off you and cover more space. So they're a lot more smarter as well.
Now, you're listed as a small forward, but I know you've been developing as a midfielder. Now, just who are some of the influences briefly on your footy and where you're at now, and obviously why Port Power drafted you? Who are some people that really had an impact on your career so far?
I'd have to say Dad. Every dad has a big impact on you. They was more of a backman, just keep goals from the back lines. But... I'd like to say Kieran Hicks. He was real big for me to develop here. You know, now one of my strengths I see is my kicking, and I always wanted to compete against him. I'd be a better kick than him. George Verko, he was another one from Padua, who always had a good kick on him, and I just really wanted them to think well of me.
There you go. And, of course, Kieran Hicks is now the talent manager for Gunnell, and he's been a big part of the pathway of yourself and a lot of others taking up those combined sides over the seasons. Now, it all starts today for you at the Power, so it's a new chapter. Now, I've been talking to Tobin Cox, and he's the latest Limestone Coast South East boy who's been drafted in the rookie draft at number 9 to Port Power. Tobin, congratulations, all the best. You obviously know there's a lot of hard work ahead, and no doubt you're really going to enjoy it.
Yeah, cheers.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.